Well, it's been a long time, but the Macroom bypass is opening officially today, which should help deal with one of the worst traffic bottlenecks in Munster. So it's a big day for our next guest, Pádraig Barrett, Director of Road Services with Cork County Council. Pádraig Barrett, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya. How are you?
Listen, before we talk about the bypass, just the state of the roads in Cork this morning.
They're very good, yeah. We've been salting twice overnight, salted before 10 o'clock last night and again this morning. So thankfully, it was a dry evening. It should be okay, but that's not to say that people shouldn't exercise extreme caution. It was extremely cold in parts of the county overnight. It's still -2 degrees here.
All right, so the Macroom bypass, long awaited and much needed.
Long awaited, Anya, decades in the planning. You know, I was looking through documents last night. We did the feasibility study on this project in 2001. It received planning consent just at the end of the Celtic Tiger period. So obviously, without funding, it was in abeyance for a long period. And thankfully, it started off again in 2016, so 6 years ago. And today we've arrived to a sectional opening, which is a great day and a proud day for us in Cork County Council, but a great day for Macroom.
Yes, and it'll be officially opened by a Cork Taoiseach, one of his final acts before the handover. And I see the County Council, the road even has its own trailer. You've got a video up online. It looks very swanky.
Yeah, look, road construction and technology has moved along an awful lot since we were last building roads of this scale, and with the use of drones and you know, cameras, we're able to get, you know, nice images for the people to see. And that's been very useful for us in terms of communicating with the public about what we've been doing over the last 3 years, and it's helped us with our communications strategy and you know, it kept people informed as to where we were at. So look, people were aware that we were nearing completion on a section of this. And when the contractors approached us earlier this year and said, look, we could do a sectional opening here, we were very glad to take that opportunity and delighted to do so.
And the scale of the engineering for this bypass, I understand it involved the longest precast concrete bridge beam in Ireland. Is that right?
It is, yeah. The longest precast bridge beam on the British Isles at the time of construction. So it's, there's some fabulous structures after being built. There's over 100 of them on the entire project. On the section we're opening today, there'll be almost 50 principal structures. Some fabulous engineering, and compliments to our contractors, John Civil Engineering and John Craddock Joint Venture Limited, who have done an outstanding job over the last 3 years. They started this project in November 19 and brought us to today. And look, we'll be finished the rest of the project by the end of next year, with 22 kilometres complete at that stage and those 100 structures built. And some of those structures will be the subject of many engineering studies for the construction method and the actual building itself for years to come.
And the difference it's going to make, obviously, to motorists, but the difference in particular to the town of Macroom?
Huge difference, Anya, in terms of safety. This section of the national primary road, the N22, had double the average serious accidents for its length. Compared to other roads of its nature in the country. So from a safety point of view, this is a huge plus and a huge gain for the people of Cork and the people of Kerry and the people travelling on that road. But in terms of travel times, you know, many people will recall, you know, I was looking last night at travel times between Cork and Killarney, and Macroom was a 20-minute delay on average. So it'll improve Macroom by 20 minutes, but potentially up to an hour at peak times.
And it's still not completely finished. This is only a section. So how much longer, how much more?
Approximately 9 to 10 months more. We're opening 8.4 kilometres today. It's a 22-kilometre job, so there's a further 13.6 kilometres that will be open by October of next year.
And you were talking as well about the efficiency of your contractors. We hear a lot of criticism, obviously, about big public contracts in many areas. But there has been a lot of efficiency developed in road contracts and road delivery these days, hasn't there?
Look, standards have changed enormously, but let's not forget, Anya, this has been an extremely challenging 3-year period with COVID and with the inflation that we've had this year. So it wasn't an ordinary contracting environment for this road to be built in. So I compliment our contractors for their courage and their persistence and their engineering for sticking with it and for delivering to today. Right. And look, it's a great positive for the people of Macroom today to have the town restored to them. From that 13,000-14,000 vehicles per day that will no longer have to travel through the town.
Well, there's an early Christmas present, all right. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us and good luck today. That's Pádraig Barrett, Director of Road Services with Cork County Council.